And we'll talk a little bit more about this later. But, you know, one thing that we've seen that improves conversion rate in general is to touch people on multiple channels, multiple channels.
90% of
conversational marketing.
Didn't see you,
I think a real game changer.
The marketing automation discussion.
Welcome to the marketing automation discussion. I'm your host, Alex Glenn, and it's my job to find and review the best marketing automations out there. Now, today is no exception. I'm very excited for this episode. We've got a very special guest. His name is Ben Roffey, and he's the CEO at GrowLabs.com, an all-in-one lead generation and sales automation platform. Ben is on today because he has scaled multiple companies using cold outreach as a part of his marketing stack and can help shed some light on the state of the union of cold outreach, what's going on, what tactics work now, and what the future looks like. So let's give Ben a warm welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ben. I'm the CEO at GrowLabs. This is my second company. I built another company about 6 years ago called Universe. It's an event ticketing app. I built it from scratch, raised a bit of funding, and really did, you know, all of the automation to really scale operations very efficiently. And I actually acquired about 32,000 clients in 2.5 years with a super small sales team of 10. And so we were very successful in terms of you know, going and find the right leads and engaging them. So I learned a lot. And after I sold the business to Ticketmaster, I decided to create this new company, so GrowLabs, to really help all the businesses with lead generation and sales automation to have them drive more revenue more efficiently and faster.
Okay, Ben. Well, let's do this. We've got some questions that were crowdsourced from one of the groups that I'm involved in. I let them know that you were coming on. Tons of questions came in. And I have a few that I thought were very appealing and definitely part of the actionable takeaways that we like to give. So someone asked, users of software like ToutApp and Marketo have been reporting decreasing open rates due to increase in spam. Do you see the trend of decreased open rates continuing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's definitely has been a trend, especially, you know, for people that are not sending the right emails. I think it's a lot more difficult to send, you know, non-targeted emails. Spam filters have been way better. You know, thankfully for everybody, I think it's a great trend. And actually, I think what that creates is that it leaves more room in the inboxes of recipients for things that are actually relevant or things they actually care about. It does mean that, you know, for marketers or salespeople, they need to do more homework. They need to have a lot more personalization, a lot more curation of their lists. I think the days of buying a random list of 100,000 people and, you know, sending them the same email out of the blank, it doesn't work anymore. It never worked really well, but it definitely doesn't work anymore. So I think, you know, now it's all about reaching out to the right buyer with the right messaging through the right channel. Obviously, email, I still think, is the best channel. It's where you have the highest conversion rate, but you need to do it, with the right messaging, the right customization. A big piece of what we do is helping our clients with the targeting of who they're reaching out to. Because you can have good messaging, you can personalize it, but if it's not relevant to the people you're talking to, you know, they're either going to market as spam themselves, or the algorithm is going to start learning that a lot of the emails that you're sending don't have good open rates or good response rates.
All right, Ben. So here's a great question from the crowd. It goes like this: email marketing has become mainstream, and the noise is almost deafening. In any case, email remains one of the most effective channels of customer acquisition for users that are able to mass customize the content in their cold outreach. How is GrowLabs enabling its users to remain competitive through dynamic content?
So talking about automation and, you know, who this is for. So basically, you know, what we do is we help B2B companies, organizations, agencies, even really small businesses, but really B2B businesses that, you know, are trying to grow, trying to find their next ideal customer. And we'll help them both find the right people, but also engage them. So in terms of finding the right people, we help our clients, segment the target market and really find the ideal customers. So, you know, you can say like, hey, I'm targeting the VP of sales at organizations between 50 and 500 employees in certain industries, maybe even certain geographies or countries. So you can really refine that. We have a lot of search filters from funding, revenue, when they were created, how many employees, what industry they are, even Alexa rank or the technology that they use. So from there, you can find, you know, those specific segments. We always try to recommend splitting different segments based on the value proposition that you offer in those different segments. And that's really important. You know, we talked about email delivery, response rate. The more targeted and segmented your approach is, the better. And there are a few webinars on our website you can look that we've done that talks a lot about the ideal customer profiles and how to segment and personalize your outreach. But this is the first piece. It's really the lead generation in a very segmented way. We have about 340 million verified prospects. So we have a lot of information about companies, contacts, and we can help you find those verified contacts. From there, we help you engage them. So that's where you can drop people into sequences. And so a sequence is, you know, typically starts with a series of emails. We can have phone call steps. We can have, you know, add on LinkedIn, which we mentioned, send them a personal note on LinkedIn if they had you back, you know, send them another automated email, maybe leave a voicemail. So it's a series of steps that help you connect with those buyers in the right way. And obviously, we try to be as customized as possible in those outreach. So, you know, each email comes from an individual rep. You can have a lot of merch tags, so company name, job title, name, obviously. Even the rep signature can be a merch tag. So there's a lot of ways to customize those emails. And as I mentioned, we help a lot of our clients with that. And then from there, you know, we start doing the outreach. Your reps will do the outreach. And then, you know, our goal is to basically bring the qualified leads to your sales team and then have you guys close them.
Now, what measure do you recommend and enable for your users?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think there are a couple of factors here. So one is, you know, around the quality of the data and the verification of the emails. So there's one really big factor that a lot of people don't understand is that you need to maintain a low bounce rate. You know, typically around 1 or 2% bounce rate is acceptable. Anything above 5 to 8% is not good because the ISPs and service providers, email providers, they start to learn from that and say like, oh, you know, this person has a very bad list, or you know, maybe it's a purchase list. It's definitely not a curated list. It's not high quality. So you're gonna start adding. Even verified emails not go through if your bounce rate overall is high. So that's something that, you know, it's very, very important. Again, you know, don't try to guess emails. Like, make sure you have a data partner, you know, like Grow Labs, that, you know, go ahead and verify the email quality, verify the emails for you. That's really, really important. And then, you know, the second part of this is around engagement. You know, you can have verified emails, but if no one really opens your emails or respond to the email, then, you know, again, the ISPs are gonna look at that badly, but also you're just not gonna get the responses you want. So I think there, you know, the first thing you wanna do is you wanna look at open rates. Because if people don't open your emails, well, you know, there's no point of improving the content inside your emails. So the open rate really, you know, the only thing you have to really care about is the subject line. That's what's going to make people decide whether they're going to open your email or not. So I think doing some A/B testing on the subject line is the first thing you want to do until you get, you know, the right open rates. You know, it's interesting. What we're seeing is for a lot of marketing automation campaigns, we're seeing clients getting 20-30% open rates, which is not bad. It's kind of like industry standard. But for our sales automation, so like, you know, one-to-one sales, what we do at Grow Labs, we actually see a lot of our clients getting between 40 and sometimes 70% open rates. So you kind of want to be in that range, which, you know, is shocking. It's really good open rates, but it's definitely doable if you have the right quality data, the right targeting of leads, and if you have the right subject line of your emails. Then the tricky part, which is the last piece, is the content of the email. You know, the content of the emails needs to be good in order to get a response and hopefully a positive response. And so we actually spend a lot of time with our clients to help them with that. We have an internal in-house copywriter that helps with that. You know, we've wrote, I know, over 1,000 different sequences for our clients in the past few months. So lots of work there. And really, it's all about, you know, again, the targeting is really important, but then based on that targeting, it's showing the value prop. Like, what are you bringing to them? How are they going to be interested, you know, in your offering or your product or your service in the, in that email without them necessarily knowing about you? So those are kind of like, you know, the basic things that you need to watch out for. So number one, data quality. Number two, improving your subject line. Number three, improving your the content of your emails. So I'll stop on this aspect here. The other thing to consider, and I think we'll talk more about this, is multi-channel outreach. We'll talk a little bit more about this later. But, you know, one thing that we've seen that improves conversion rate in general is to touch people on multiple channels. They're a lot more likely to respond.
Ben, one last question before we start the automation. I believe you touched on the enablement. You want users to know that you guys have the in-house copy team. You are more than just the marketing automation. You actually do help users with strategy. You do help users with copywriting. The one aspect of what you mentioned that I think I want just a little bit more about is when you're sending from a personal email account versus an ESP. A lot of people I talk to don't fully understand the need for connecting a personal Gmail account or a personal Outlook account in their cold email process. Can you talk about the strategy and real quickly about the server-to-server interactions and why you recommend that?
So yeah, for sure. So basically, it's fairly simple. So Outlook and Gmail have restrictions in terms of the number of emails you can send a day. And it's fairly low. It's, I think it's like about 250, depending on what plan you're on and so on. But let's say 250 to 500 emails a day. And so as you start engaging a lot of people, there are going to be obviously a lot of follow-ups that, you know, maybe probably automated. But as you engage new people, you know, that number is going to increase. And you're likely going to hit those limits quite fast. Again, you know, you don't want to send too many emails. So you kind of want to ramp up things no matter what. But, you know, if you do plan to send probably more than 200 emails a day, then it's really good to use an ESP. So like SendGrid is an example. We use Mailgun for all of our clients. There's a bunch of other ones out there. And what that does is basically you have to set up some verification that you own the domain, that you can send verified email on behalf of this domain. But that goes just outside of the Gmail and Outlook processing. So it helps a little bit to gain, you know, a little bit more scale. But again, I wouldn't recommend, you know, sending 10,000 emails a day, no matter what. You know, even if you're sending the best email, even if you have the best content, the best list, it's just too much because these are not marketing emails. You know, what we do is one-to-one sales emails. And so it's coming from a person, it's coming from a rep, whether it's sending from Gmail or an ESP, it's still coming from an individual mailing address. And so, you know, you want to be mindful of that. So, you know, we typically wouldn't recommend sending more than probably like couple hundred new emails a day and maybe, you know, 300, 400 follow-ups a day. Something that is manageable by a person, but not a lot more than that.
So the takeaways there, monitor your bounce rates. Make sure they're not over 4%. If you're upwards of 5%+, you're going to be wasting a lot of your verified data. You're going to be wasting a lot of emails because you won't be getting into inboxes. Start with Gmail and Outlook to kind of get everything going. And you may be fine using Gmail and Outlook, using a personal account, sorry, to send those emails. But if you start to scale up, then look to maybe a Mailgun or a SendGrid as an ESP. You'll have to verify those, of course, like you mentioned. And we do have an episode on verification, making sure DKIM, DMARC, all that stuff, your SPF records are in check. And then the alternative is also to use another personal email account. So if you're at 200 a day from one email account, and that may be your limit, but you only want to go up another 100 a day or another 200 a day. There could be another email that you're not using in your Google Apps account or in your Outlook account and connect that. And you can use that as well. Now we have an idea of how to use Grow Labs in your business. So let's talk about the premise. So who is this automation for? Then go ahead and talk about the tools that are necessary to execute.
Yeah, so one thing that we really like, obviously, is those triggers. So you mentioned AdRoll to push, you know, those domains. And that has been super successful for us and for a lot of our clients. But yeah, for Slack, what you can do is you can do your own custom triggers that we've built with Zapier. And so basically, you know, an example that our sales team is using is that they like to call up prospects, you know, if they see a lot of activity. So you can say like, hey, if the prospects email open my email more than 3 times, then send me a Slack notification with, you know, the contact information, phone numbers, and then I can call them right away. So that's a really good way to do kind of like those instant notification. And Slack obviously is a great platform for that.
Awesome. So we're a B2B business owner, maybe a SaaS company. I want to target people with an Alexa rank over blank, or I want to target people in this country and with company sizes over this number and director and above in the marketing department. Now, the tools that I use, obviously, Grow Labs. Grow Labs provides, again, not just the ability to create the campaign and to send, but the ability to grab verified data at will. So you filter and Grow Labs will tell you exactly how many people match those filters. And then you can decide how many to pull down from that list. Now, AdRoll is going to be used to update audiences for retargeting purposes. So you can connect your verified data list that you grab from Grow Labs to an AdRoll pre-retargeting campaign. I like to use the word pre-retargeting. So you pull this data down, you know, you're going to start sending an email sequence in a week to that data, or maybe the next day. Immediately, maybe you want to send them a first impression in the form of a Facebook ad. You can do that by matching the emails that you pull down from Grow Labs to people in AdRoll's retargeting database, and you can go ahead and serve them. CRM retargeting is what that's called. Give them that first impression. And again, you mentioned Slack as an option. How would Slack be used in this automation?
Yeah, so for Slack, what we do is, you know, our sales reps really enjoy having those instant notification when some of their prospects are active. So one example that, you know, they can set up is a notification when a prospect opens an email, maybe saying 3 times. So if your prospect open email 3 times, it would send a Slack notification to the sales rep with, you know, their email and phone number and all the information that we have about them, so that the sales reps can call them right away because we know they're actively looking at that email.
All right. So we've got the premise of the automation. We've got the tools. Now, can you walk us through setup of this automation?
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly simple. You know, we've built a platform for that. And as you mentioned, the UI is really easy to use. But the first step is to create your ideal customer profile. So who are you targeting? Again, it's a set of filters. Super easy. You can drill down, find those verified contacts. The second step is create, you know, that multi-channel sequence. So a series of email, phone calls, maybe LinkedIn touch points. And then the third step, which is the last step, is set up those triggers. So you can do, you know, instant Slack notification, push your emails to like AdRoll campaigns for retargeting or warming up those accounts. So this will be the third step.
Now, Grow Labs has a new feature. I don't know how new it is, but when I use Grow Labs, it was not an option. But can you at least mention a little bit more about how the LinkedIn feature works?
Yeah, so we've partnered with, you know, a LinkedIn automation company. And basically, you know, you have to download kind of like an app, but it would go in and, you know, add LinkedIn request. You know, it basically helps you save a bit of time so that you don't have to do it yourself. And obviously, only if the person accepts your connection request, then you can send them an automated message based on, you know, a template.
To be clear, it allows you to set up the connection request touch point in the UI of the campaign builder in Grow Labs, or is it something you have to go to another UI to do?
It's through a different UI. So we have a connector with that third-party company called Orca. And so we have, you know, we have a connection so you can push the leads you're engaging from your campaigns directly into those But the UI of setting up, you know, the connection request is through that third party Orca.
Okay, very cool. So in this campaign, let's just hypothetically say that we're going to use the ad roll option, and we're going to use the Slack option, and we're going to use the LinkedIn option. We're going to do multi-channel, multi-step. This is going to be a really awesome cold outreach campaign. So I'm just going to sort of try to articulate this as best I can, and then you can correct me where I messed up. And this is after sales and marketing have gotten together and defined the audience. I go into Grow Labs. I go into the actual audience UI in Grow Labs, and I set the filters. I have the list of people that I would like to email. Grow Labs pushes that list up into AdRoll, where it matches those individuals and allows you to serve the pre-retargeting, the CRM retargeting, those types of ads on whatever social media accounts you would like. So that audience is starting to get warmed up to your brand. They're seeing brand impressions in the form of social ads, in the form of display ads. Now your sales team wants to introduce themselves to that same list. So a more personal introduction. We use LinkedIn for that. So then you go into the separate dashboard, and that dashboard already has the list that you've verified and pulled down out of Grow Labs database. The LinkedIn connection from your salesperson's personal LinkedIn account can serve that entire list a connection request with an ad note. And if they respond to that connection request, then you can start dripping them another message or two inside LinkedIn from that dashboard and back into Grow Labs. Now your campaign is going to start in Grow Labs. You have email one, email two, email three. Remind me one last time where Slack fires that notification.
So we have an integration with Zapier. So you would do a connection from Zapier to Grow Labs and then Zapier to Slack. And so you can set up, you know, filters. You can say if the open is more than three, then push a Slack message to the sales rep telling him that prospect is opening their email more than three times.
Okay, so that helps me visualize it. So in Zapier, you can have the condition for the event be 3+ opens in a campaign, and then that fires an internal notification to maybe a channel you have set up in Slack, like a cold outreach channel. And then that is a hot lead, quote unquote, that your SDRs can pick up the phone and maybe call that person right there. They're hot. They've opened three emails. They have not unsubscribed. Call them right then and there. And that is a full cold outreach sequence. And anything that you should mention, any fine print?
What I would really recommend is taking the time to segment your market into those smaller target markets and ICPs. And that's really important. A lot of people kind of like skip that step and, you know, create very sophisticated campaign. But if you don't have the right targeting, if you're not targeting the right prospects, it's not going to work. So really, it's all about segmenting, trying to have different groups that you're targeting with different messaging. So when you're building your ads, when you're building your emails, when you're creating, you know, the messages, it has to resonate with that group. And so the more targeted and the more groups and different groups that you have, different, you know, value proposition, different messaging, the better the conversion, like, throughout the entire process.
Awesome, Ben. Well, this has been a very, very valuable episode. I think what we have here is what's going on with cold email, why send from an ESP versus a personal Gmail account, what to monitor, why you monitor those bounce rates so closely, why you're using multi-touch, why you send a LinkedIn connection, why you send ad roll retargeting ad before those cold email campaigns go out, what to focus on around copy, how to set up your cold email campaigns for success, making sure to segment. That was a great tip there at the end. I think we have an awesome automation that we've discussed using Slack, AdRoll, LinkedIn, and of course, Grow Labs. And I encourage everybody who has not already, go check out Grow Labs. They have a link right into the Calendly, so you can book a demo. You can get right into a demo. It's very easy. Check it out. See if it works for your business. And now, Ben, where should they go to get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. You can reach me on my email. It's just simply ben@growlabs.com. And, you know, as Alex mentioned, go to our website, check it out. You know, if you're a B2B business trying to grow, trying to find verified leads and engage them, we can probably help you. We work with about 400 different companies, including Square and Upwork and a lot of other smaller ones. And so always interested to learn about business models and who you're trying to target. So go on growlabs.com, sign up for a demo. and we'll be more than happy to learn about your business and see if we can help.
And I'll link to all this stuff in the notes so you can check it out. We'll have a video as well. If you're listening, you can watch the video over on automated.af. Thanks again, Ben, for the time. Really appreciate it. And I'm excited to start using Grow Labs here again soon.
Great. Well, thank you, Alex, for having me. It was a great time and looking forward to hearing the podcast.